Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Guess who? This is the old Rough Rider. Today we have our 501st Rough Riders Radio podcast. Wow. The podcast title for today is Ukraine's Killed 10,000 Russians. Game, set, match. Let's begin, shall we? Yes, it looks even the yesterday, a Russian newspaper had a story. Yes, a Russian newspaper had a story up on their website indicating 9,864 Russian soldiers had been killed and another 14,000 to 16,000 Russian soldiers had been injured. Of course, that was taken down immediately within an hour or two by the Kremlin. But there you go. There you have it. In less than a month, less than 30 days, the supposedly overwhelmed and beleaguered Ukrainian army has killed outright close to 10,000 Russian military soldiers. Unfucking believable. And Ukrainian military has retaken a important suburb of Kyiv, the small city or suburb of Kharkiv, M-A-R-K-H-I-V, Kharkiv, 20, 25 miles due west of downtown Kyiv. Kharkiv is a major gateway to the west, and we know that all-important city on the west, on the Ukrainian-Polish border, Lviv, L-V-I-V, in and around that area, most of the military equipment from the west is coming in and headed for the Ukrainian military. So the Ukrainian military is now going what looks like to be, it's actually a counteroffensive against the mighty Russian army. The mighty Russian army has also lost six senior generals since the start of this conflict. Six. I mean, that is unprecedented. That is it demonstrates a lack of competency, planning, and procedure, conduct. I could go on and on. It's the Ukrainian military now has also acquired S-3 anti-ballistic missiles, very advanced weaponry, and they have already used it to shoot down Russian aircraft. The beleaguered city in the south, Mariupol, M-A-R-I-U-P-O-L, right on the Black Sea, although it's been 95% destroyed, the Russian army is still unable to actually enter the city limits. And Mariupol is just east of the all-important Black Sea port city, Odessa, O-D-E-S-S-A, and which, for all intents and purposes, is still holding firm. Kyiv is like a fortress, a due north at the northern end of the country. And to the east of Kyiv is Kharkiv, K-H-A-R-K-I-V. That is, for all practical purposes, is still intact, although bombed relentlessly by Russian military. So in effect, this is an absolute virtual stalemate. The Russian military machine is, for all practical purposes, has been stopped dead in its tracks. Vladimir Putin, it's time for you to go bye-bye, Vladdy. Bye-bye-bye. Thanks for coming, but no thanks. Take care now and get the fuck out of town. Get the fuck out of Dodge. The Siloviki, the vaunted Russian security apparatus, employing hundreds of thousands of hard and forceful men in the Russian military intelligence, Russian, probably looking askance and wary at the beleaguered and the much diminished 5'7", slightly taller than Napoleon, Vladimir Putin. His time has come, and his time is definitely gone. So, Vladdy, Ukraine's killed 10,000 of your soldiers. Game, set, match. You fucking lost. Bye-bye. This is the Rough Rider, rounding third, and we are hurtling toward home. We're in the fucking dugout. Safe at home plate, baby. Jackie Robinson all the way. Just like Ukraine, safe all the way. Putin, you're left holding the bag. You can't even leave the country. You're left holding the bag. The only thing left is you're headed for the gulag. Ah, love it. So, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride so you don't have to. DACA.